reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord. There was a practice in religious life known as keeping custody of the eyes, whereby religious were encouraged to keep their eyes downcast so as to remain focused on God and not be distracted by the activity of the world around them, thereby, in theory, enhancing their relationship with God. In Vatican II, however, this spiritual practice went by the wayside as religious were encouraged to look about and become aware of the signs of the times and God's activity in their midst. By contrast, the Magi kept curiosity of the eyes, which allowed them to see wondrous things in the seemingly mundane. Their curiosity allowed them to interpret the signs of the times, the scriptures, and the heavens, and discover the star which led them to a stable in Bethlehem, a place that probably was not as picturesque or serene as our Christmas cards depict. The stable was more than likely dark, damp, dirty, cold, and stinking with the refuse and feed of animals. And it was there that the Magi discovered the newborn king, the Christ child, God in their midst. On this Feast of the Epiphany, we are invited to consider whether we are keeping custody of the eyes or curiosity of the eyes. If we're honest, we'll admit that the answer to the question is yes. There are times when we do have a tendency to keep custody of our eyes, to not see what is right before us or around us. We ask questions like, where is God in the world, in this situation, in that tragedy, in my life? It is when we find ourselves in this mindset that we are invited to hear and respond to the proclamation of Isaiah, to raise your eyes and look about. To raise our eyes and look about is to lay claim to the spiritual practice of the Magi, to have curiosity of the eyes. Such a practice allows us to look not only at the contented and peaceful moments of life, but also, perhaps especially, in the stables of our lives and of our world, to look at those places where there is darkness, conflict, and tension, and to discover the light of the newborn king, Emmanuel, God in our midst. Something happens to us when we make this discovery, when we awaken to the awareness that God is indeed in our midst. There is a lightness about us, a peace that grounds us, a joy that emanates from us. Bathed in the Christ light, we become radiant at what we see, as Isaiah says. This radiance has the potential of transforming us into the star that lights the way and guides others to the Christ. We may think our lives to be mundane and little wondrous about them, yet the true gift of this feast is the opening of our hearts and the offering of our lives to the Lord, so that we might become an epiphany, a manifestation of God in our midst, whose glory shines upon us. Such wonder would indeed pique others' curiosity.